it's Nick from Dreamers. How you doing, man?
Hello. I'm fantastic. How are you?
Are you excited to come back to Tucson for, like, what, the third or fourth time?
Yeah, I'm mega excited. We've been writing, kind of stationary writing music and haven't been touring, but Tucson is going to represent the beginning of another era of touring for us, so we're stoked.
All right, so does this mean we're going to finally see some new Dreamers music? I know the last album, This Album Does Not Exist, was kind of like the little engine that could. You guys had, what, three or four singles off that, so I guess we're going to have some new music then.
Yeah, and the song Painkiller is the last one from that album, and after that it's going to be new things.
Oh.
Unveiling, yes.
All right. Will we hear some of that on stage?
You'll hear a little bit of it, yes.
Okay.
Right. It won't be the full unveil yet. It'll still be mostly old favorites, you know.
Everybody loves the old shit, right?
Yeah.
Play the old shit, man.
Play the hits, man.
Hey, so let's talk about that Painkiller video. The concept is very, like, 80s retro. You're the guy chasing the girl, and the supernatural alien stuff starts happening. Did you come up with that storyline or the band?
Yeah, we did. For some reason, after writing that song, we all kind of already knew what the video was going to be like because, I don't know, everyone just for some reason agreed. It just felt like that from the lyrics, I guess.
Right, you're like, we got to get to that third video, man.
Yeah. Yeah, we love making videos because it's like just extra and we get to just go be extra weird and make it dreamy and it's kind of a dream sequence. This one's kind of a nightmare sequence, I think.
Right.
It's kind of very dark. It's ready for Halloween.
Yeah, I have some questions, but I mean, I'll ask you them off the air here later. You know, you guys do have that kind of cinematic approach to your videos and even some of your songs. So, have you guys been approached by outside entities for like TV shows and movies to use your music?
We haven't gotten our movies sold yet, even though we have plenty of movies ready. You know, just kind of like how the Beatles made Hard Day's Night.
Right.
We would make some sort of Dreamers really freaky dream nightmare scenario.
It's a moderate day. It wasn't so hard.
Yeah, no studio will pick it up.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Get back to you on that.
All right. Well, yeah, maybe we can work some green screen stuff and see what we can do on our own special effects or something.
That sounds good.
Now, as you mentioned, Halloween is just around the corner. Any ideas for a Halloween costume?
I haven't decided yet. I'm kind of a last-minute person, but Halloween is definitely my favorite holiday. We're going to be playing a show that night somewhere, I think, in St. Louis.
Okay.
But it'll be Halloween is a whole week for me. So.
Okay. Halloween.
Halloween.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's why you're on the air. You got all these snappy titles.
What is your favorite Halloween candy, if we had to go that route?
Starburst.
What flavor?
I don't know. It's like a rainbow. You have to have them all.
Right.
A lot of people hate on yellow.
Right.
I don't think they should be so harsh.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but it's part of it. It's part of the experience.
Starburst. It's like life. I think that should be their new tagline.
I think they should sponsor us now.
There you go. There's the tie-in. So, yeah, we're going to have you guys here a couple weeks before the Halloween weekend, and you're going to be on stage at Fall Ball. You guys have been touring around a lot. Any big plans outside of Fall Ball and going to St. Louis for Halloween?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to do 5 weeks with The Main and Night Riot. We're two bands that we love and are friends with, so we're really stoked about that. Beyond that, just continuing the world domination plans and just driving around everywhere all the time. And I should add that we've loved coming to Tucson. You guys are one of the first to play us on the radio, and it's been an absolute rager every time, actually. So.
Yeah, it's been really good. And where can everybody find you on social media? Because you guys are a pretty good follow, whether it's Instagram or Twitter.
Yeah, Instagram and Twitter. We are Dreamers Join Us. That's our handle. So it's a call to all dreamers to join us.
All right. Get your dream on with the Dreamers, October 21st at Keno Stadium for Fall Ball 2017. Tickets are still available through any Tucson area Pizza Hut and at KFMA.com. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you, Dino.